This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I looked the other day over, and I've talked about this before. I said Democrats would ask themselves one simple question. What if the information that they believe to be about Trump is wrong? And the reason why I bring this up is because there are plenty of examples for them to examine that. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to talk to me about some of this. So I highlighted all the doom and gloom. This was the other day. I highlighted what Donald Trump, what was said about Trump if he were to get elected. Pundit after pundit, what was going to happen in the stock market. Billionaires, economists, etc., were telling us that not only was it going to be bad the market open, but then it was going to go down. At the time Mark Cuban was mentioning it, the Dow was 18,000. The Dow is now well over 25,000. 7,000 higher than that. I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 higher than the highest it was ever under Barack Obama. Now, the Democrats want to tell you that's Obama's doing. They're now starting to say that's not the case. And you want to know what's happening with the Democrats? People are walking away, and they're walking away for a very simple reason. They can't trust the Democrats. So when you ask you, and I'm speaking to this so you can pose these questions to your friends that are Democrats, that are leftists, progressives, scumbag, okay, I mean, whatever you want to put in there, but go ask them a very simple question. What if you're wrong about Trump? What happens when your world gets rocked? Should you at least entertain the idea that maybe the guy knows what he's doing? Because you know what? You've been calling him stupid. You called him unhinged. You've been telling us that everything he does is going to be Armageddon. It's funny. I hear people, the market's going up. Businesses are hiring like crazy. There aren't enough people for the jobs right now. And people are going, this trade thing is really going to hurt. What's this trade thing going to do? This trade thing is going to open up so many jobs, as Trump says, you aren't going to know. You're going to ask him to stop winning. Please stop winning. I know, as crazy as that sounds, it could come true. You may finally get to the point where you go, President Trump, slow it down. We can't keep up with the need for labor. We can't grow manufacturing anymore. If our economy grows too fast, it actually isn't good. You want to grow more steady. You may very well watch when people start going,
well, now that we've had record, Dows and record growth in the GDP, it's probably time that the president put the brakes on.
Watch within a year, you're hearing that. Trump's biggest fear, what he said? He goes, my biggest fear is that we achieve too much too soon. He wants to slow it down himself. Now, he's not saying that. He says you still got to get some wins. Now, he's talking about other wins. He's talking about we got to use this economy to get Iran in order. That's happening. We got to use this economy to get Russia and China in order. We got to help North Korea. We got a limited window to get those people seeing prosperity. Watch things start to happen with that. Watch here's what I would tell you to start to look for as a futurist. Watch if South Korea doesn't start opening plants and doing things in North Korea, saying we're going to move a facility into, areas of Pyongyang or wherever. Watch what happens. You're going to start seeing amazing things where Trump says, I'm going to back it up, Kim Jong-un. Thanks for sending our fallen soldiers, by the way. And that's going to continue. And you're going to watch us bring him into the world. And I think you're going to watch one of the biggest transformations of a, quote, dictator of anywhere. And look, I'm no fan of Kim Jong-un, but I'm also no fan of people being isolated and made to feel like they can't be part of the world community. Why not? And who better to usher that in than Donald Trump? How much are you hearing about ISIS these days? The spread of all their terror. How much are you hearing about that? You know, I don't know if you've been concentrating on terror attacks. I haven't thought about them too much. I know they continue to occur. I'm not naive. But I feel a lot safer right now than I've ever felt. I'm not telling you to let your guard down. I'm just saying I think people have been put on notice. I feel like our relationships with every one of our trading partners all over the world has improved. It might not improve to the degree that Europe goes, oh, we love Donald Trump. But it's improved to the degree that they go, we better respect America again. If the deal with the EU didn't teach you that, you're just obtuse. You're not paying attention. You don't want to pay attention. All these backseat drivers that have led America into a $20+ trillion debt that was exploding. And Donald Trump says, hey, by the way, we got a cost positive trade. We knocked 59, was it $59 billion off the trade deficit this quarter. So, yeah, we've been going up a lot. Been booming. It's been going up. It's been going up the entire Trump presidency. If there's anything he inherited a huge trade deficit from Barack Obama. I looked at the numbers. That trade deficit was growing. Barack Obama told us it was the new norm, and we had to get used to it. Trump, it grew in 2017, and then he says we're going to start clamping down on it. First quarter, we stopped the trade deficit. We cut it by 51, or it's either, I think it's $59 billion. Go look up the number yourself if you want to be specific. But it's over $50 billion. First quarter, he's had that. Watch what happens quarter. What that means, everybody, is $59 billion is back into the American economy. It's back into the hands of capitalists who now see it as, okay, we're not losing as an economy. We're no longer losing money, you know, losing in trade. We've shipped $59 billion more or we've consumed $59 billion less. Either way it goes, it isn't us that's hurting. So I say to you Democrats that are out there, and I say to you conservatives that are out there, you pragmatists, go talk to these Democrats. Go talk to these progressives and say to them, where are you at? Take Donald Trump's name off of this. Tell me what you would be saying if this were Barack Obama. That's a good way. Say, what is your portfolio better or worse? Are you feeling better about the economy? Yes or no? Do you feel more optimistic? Yes or no? Who do you, oh, you're going to give all that credit to Obama? Because they can't. And then ask them this very simple question. What if everything you thought about, you've been told about Donald Trump, what if it's wrong? What are you going to do when that realization hits you? Because there's enough examples out there for you to examine the possibility.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A lot of conservatives got snookered about Donald Trump. I'm not talking about he snookered you. I'm talking about the media snookered you about Donald Trump. Welcome back. It's Kevin Jackson. Here's the KJ Radio Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You got snookered. Many of you. You voted for Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, Ben Carson, whomever. You had your favorite candidate. And at some point, many of you reluctantly came over to support Trump. Some of you said, you know what, my candidate's gone. I'll support who's the winner. And I was one of those. I mean, I didn't have any buy-in to anybody. I just sort of ranked them and said, here's sort of my preferred batting order. And Trump wasn't on top. I'll admit that, but I wasn't anti-Trump. And I solidly said, many people know this, I said, whoever wins, I'll support, and I'll support him 100%. I don't care if it's Lindsey Graham. I will hate doing it, but we can't let Hillary Clinton win. Now, I knew Lindsey Graham couldn't make it, so it was easy to make that statement, and it would have been really bad to have to support Lindsey Graham. But when it was Trump, I was happy to support him. Unorthodox, all the things that you go, wow, you know, we got uphill to climb, got a hill to climb here, but was happy to do it, and here's what I would say to many of you, many of us, who had the batting order differently arranged, we made a big mistake. A big mistake. There are many conservatives who feel a lot like the Democrats did. They certainly felt that way when Trump won the nomination. Man, they were devastated. The same way Hillary Clinton people were. You were like, what? I can't believe it. You know, and there was old Kasich holding on like a tick on a hound dog. You had Ted Cruz who, you know, was being very mean-spirited and, you know, backstabby and the whole deal. And I lost respect for him at that point. I never had any respect for Kasich. But anyway, long story short, along comes Trump, and he continues running the campaign. The Democrats are in total disarray. I'm telling you, the Democrats are far worse off than we were. Bernie Sanders' faction was mad. Then they get mad at Bernie because he sold out. They recognize that. I told you guys, many of those people were Trump voters. They were just waiting. The Never Bernie crowd, nobody ever talked about. But there were many of those guys that went, shoot, I ain't voting for Hillary. I'll go for Trump. He's closer to Bernie than anybody. There are many libertarians, even socialists, that love what Donald Trump is doing. So that's where we find ourselves. Now, I would ask you this. Put any candidate on either side of the aisle in the scenarios where Donald Trump is and ask yourself, what is the outcome? If you're a Hillary Clinton fan, put her in a circumstance dealing with North Korea. Did we have that meeting with North Korea or not if Hillary Clinton were president? The answer is no, not. Would you have had the meeting with Putin to the degree that where Putin is now coming to the negotiation table going, whoa, I got to think about things differently? The answer is no. He'd meet with Hillary. He'd laugh at her, talk behind her back. And he'd continue manipulating the world. Do you think China would be looking at their trade policy? Do you think that the EU meeting would have occurred where the Europeans said, you know what, we have been taking advantage of you to the tune of $200 billion a year, and we need to look at this. Do you think NATO would be paying its bills? Do you think that the G7 summit, would have occurred and people would be talking, the Europeans would have even gotten to that point where they had this recent meeting? Of course they wouldn't. Do you believe Iran would be, would their economy be in triage and getting worse and there'd be all this internal strife that's going on? Or do you think that the mullahs would be in firm control? I say it would be the latter. Donald Trump has made he has destabilized Iran and he's made a couple of tweets and he's got that country completely on fire. You want to know how he did it? He did it through this U.S. economy. Now, let me ask you this question. If Hillary Clinton's elected, do you think the stock market is at 25,000 plus? Simple question, yes or no. We all know it would be no. The predictions that they were making that the stock market might fall as many as 800 points, they tried to sell you on the idea that was Trump. In fact, if Hillary Clinton were elected, the stock market would have fallen 800 points. Nobody's going to tell you that because they want you to think it was Trump who was the problem. Put your candidate in any scenario. Ask yourself what would have happened. It's bad news for any of us that didn't support Trump. The only people who can stand on the high ground are the people who were the early adopters who said, I support Trump. I see something in him that I don't see in anybody else. He's a fighter. He will make sure this happens. Put your candidate in any scenario, Ted Cruz. There were some rumors around Ted Cruz, having affairs. If they found out anything, if it was an investigation to the degree that they're looking in Stormy Daniels, do you think Ted Cruz withstands that or does he fold? If they were looking at Ted Cruz or anybody else, put them with the level of the Russian investigation that's going on. Are they pulling the right strings and letting these guys hang themselves? Or are they pretty much saying, I'm going to get impeached, I'm going to resign, whatever else? I mean, I don't know. Maybe that one's a stretch with Ted Cruz, with Rand Paul, with somebody actually leave office. Who knows? But I'll tell you this. There's been enough pressure put on Trump to burst that pipe. And Donald Trump's pressure gauge is just, it's nothing. He's confidently dealing with these people as they throw, you know, the kitchen sink at him. Now it's Cohen and the Cohen tapes. Every time they play a Cohen tape, it vindicates Trump. Rudy Giuliani even says now, I think they're altering these things. I think they want him so bad they're willing to put anything on him. And let me tell you, they may want to do a propaganda. Oh, we've got new tapes. We'll find out they've been altered. It won't matter. You nor I nor anybody that supports Trump, most of the people pretty much in America have said, I don't even care anymore. I don't believe the media. I don't believe the hype. I now believe Donald Trump. We got some big leadership changes coming up. Paul Ryan's gone, thankfully. We're going to get into this next segment. I'm going to look at the notes during the break. But I hear Ryan doesn't want to pass the budget with the wall being built, he and McConnell. Look, the days of the Republicans trying to set traps and do things to upend Donald Trump are pretty much, they're going to be over here very soon. Paul Ryan's going to be gone. Jim Jordan's going to come in. I think he's going to get the speakership. And when he gets the speakership and he starts making these appointments on these different committees, he's going to start putting in hardcore Tea Party community type people. Good shout, good segue, by the way. Go join teapartycommunity.org if you get a chance. You're talking to the chief stockholder, the chief owner of the company. It would be a huge help to me if that helps you to do it. And I'm not asking you to change your habits. I'm asking you to support conservative causes because we're on the front lines here, folks. It would be easy for me to back away and just go, make a little coin and be done with it. I'm not worried about that. I want to represent us. So help us out. We need it. Yeah. I asked the question earlier, what if everything you thought about Trump was wrong? There are going to be many Democrats having to come to that realization that they have been snookered, and it's not going to be pretty for them. We'll talk more about Jim Jordan when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Fires are continuing to burn in Northern California, with the most active fire just 90 miles north of San Francisco. The weather remains hot, dry, and windy, and firefighters are doing all they can to stop the flames from moving down the hills and towards people's homes. This woman lost everything she had in the fire.
I lost it all. Every bit of it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And another resident said this is all part of just living in California.
If you live in California, you need to be prepared. It's going to be a long, long summer. It's only July.
Molly Tibbetts went missing almost 2 weeks ago. Police are holding a press conference later this afternoon to discuss the case. Tibbetts' dad, Rob Tibbetts, says he's holding out hope that his daughter will be found safe.
There's a lot of conjecture and speculation, and we're going to just have to trust and have faith in the authorities and our law enforcement partners.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cetogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cetogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cetogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cetogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cetogenics.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Maxine Waters' latest demented declaration. Did you guys hear this? Yeah. The black terrorist who stole James Brown's identity. She's back at it. California Representative Maxine Waters said that Americans should be out in the streets screaming about President Trump. She said this in an interview last week. And I agree, they should be out screaming for joy. But that's not what Mad Max meant. No, Waters told CNBC's John Harwood, "I think Trump's dangerous," she said. I think he's, meaning Trump. She says, "I don't know why people take it. I think Americans should be out in the streets screaming to the top of their voice. Do something. Make something happen. Trump is one of the most deplorable people I've ever encountered in my life," is what she says. Mad Maxine, talking about the deplorables. Yeah, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. I make fun of the congressional black circus clowns because they deserve it. If they treated black folks with respect, if they looked at their constituents as people and not as some box of little characters that they can trot out whenever they want to get something done, I would not call them clowns. They are first-class clowns. Show me where a member of the Congressional Black Circus gets elected, and I will show you people who like a clown show. It's like, I can talk about this because I got family like this. My grandfather used to wear these really shiny suits like the Guidos, you know, the Italians. And he wore a black tie, and it had a special little spoon pin that he had specially made. He made a bunch of money gambling one time. He won that piece gambling. And he used to wear it as a tie tack. And it was the tackiest looking thing you've ever seen. But my grandfather had a sixth grade education. God love him. I love him to death. But he is not the person you're going to take to go meet the king and the queen of something. He didn't know what all the silverware did, and that doesn't make him less of a person. I'm just saying, I want you to understand what type of society we're dealing with here. And my grandfather, would staunch Democrat, not in the way he lived, but in everything that he believed, because he was brainwashed. And he was brainwashed to believe that while he freaking glowing in the dark with this silver metallic suit that he wore and thought he looked like the dozens, he looked like a clown. Half the things that he said that came out of his mouth, I mean, I'm just being brutally honest here. I love this man with all my heart and all my soul. But I will tell you, this half the stuff my grandfather said that came out of his mouth, by the time I was 12 years old, I knew that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. I didn't say it most of the time. I just pretty much went. I would be in the back seat, and my grandfather, "Yeah, I see what these Democrats are saying." And I would be, "What?" I mean, I'm looking, shaking my head going, "That is completely wrong from what y'all teach." I would just shake my head. Now, and occasionally, if we were watching it on TV, I would debate them. I would be like, no, but that doesn't even make sense because of blah, 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 blah. And as people know, my grandparents would go, you just need to shut up because they didn't want to hear the truth. But they were the people who would look at a Maxine Waters and think she has got their backs, that she is, she's looking out for black folks. There are a faction of black people, I look at a big one, that if it ain't about black politics, they don't want to hear it. You could be talking about, look, we're going to be bringing in business, and it's going to be at the dividing line between, you know, Compton and such, and they would be like, so, what part is it in it for blacks? It wouldn't be, look, this is a community thing, it's helping the community. It's helping a black neighborhood, an Italian neighborhood, or whatever. Because you know how Democrats set things up where everybody's got their little fiefdoms. But if it did not, if you can't explain it to me in black talk, I don't want to hear it. Congressional black circus clowns. I mean, that's, look at who Maxine Waters is saying Donald Trump is the most deplorable person she's ever been around. And she is surrounded by nothing but black clowns. That's who she partners with. These people have continually tried to ruin the lives of blacks. And here's the thing. If they haven't tried, shame on them. Because if they said to me, Kevin, we are deliberately ruining lives of blacks because we got our agenda, I would at least have a modicum of respect because I go, well, at least I know now you recognize it. But if you don't even recognize it, have you seen the movie Whiplash? The dude who's the band director, he's played by a guy that's in everything in the State Farm commercials. We are, I don't know, farmers. Da, 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 da. Anyway, that guy, he goes up to a guy and he's like, you know, screaming at him. Somebody's out of tune here. You know, and he's screaming. And he picks on this fat guy and the guy's looking down. He says, what are you looking at? A candy bar? Look up here at me. And he's like, are you out of tune or are you not? And the guy's like, and he goes, because either you're intentionally trying to ruin my band, or you don't even know how bad you are. Which is it? And, you know, that's the in debate, the choice of two, you know, like you only have two choices. It couldn't be maybe you're wrong and you're not hearing it right, right? It couldn't be that. So long story short, the dude starts crying and he's like, he finally says, I can't tell. And he goes, so you can't even tell. You want to be in one of the top bands in the country, and you can't tell if you're flat or sharp. Get out of here. He kicks him out, and then he chuckles to the rest of the people. He goes, he wasn't out of tune. But he goes, if he doesn't know that he's not out of tune, I don't want him. And then he looks at the guy, and he goes, Jim so-and-so, you were out of tune. And the guy looked up like, okay. There's a lesson there. Okay, there's a lesson. Either you are intentionally ruining black folks or you don't know that you're ruining black folks. And you know what's worse? When you don't know. Now, the black folks are telling, no, we all policies, these the congressional black circus clowns, we all our policies that help black people. Then why are they not helping black people? The only policies helping black people today are the policies of Donald Trump. Because it isn't the policies of these victims, these perpetual victims. But what's most amazing about Waters' comment that we need to take to the streets is she's doubled down on her terrorist threats, expanding them not just to the Trump administration, but beyond. If you see somebody in a MAGA hat, go get them. If you see somebody that's not flying the gay pride parade, maybe they're flying the NGMW flag, not gay man woman flag of Kevin Jackson's group, go get them. Remember what she said about the Trump people in June? If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd and you push back on them. Tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. That's what she said. You as American citizens, by virtue of supporting Donald Trump, you're not welcome. Now, I don't know how many black people President Trump needs to get the endorsement of Waters. I'm really curious. If Donald Trump started flipping black people over 30, 35, 40%, when does Maxine Waters go, uh-oh? That's a rhetorical question because here's the deal. Trump could get all the blacks and Maxine Waters will remain staunch in her condemnation of Trump. You want to know why? Because she is a dyed-in-the-wool Trump hater. And I'm going to give you a little dirty secret about conservatives, using my finger quotes. The Guy Bensons and the Ben Shapiros and the, you know, Bill Crystals of the world. It doesn't matter what Trump does. Those guys are going to be passively aggressively going after Trump, pretending that they like him, pretending that they like the policies, but they are going to passively aggressively continue to go after Trump, just like Maxine Waters, because they're haters. They are mad that they believe themselves to be smarter than you and I, and they got it wrong. To admit, now this is Maxine Waters, that she was wrong about Trump would mean Waters must admit that she's a moron, which she unquestionably is. And partially, it's the same truth for the very people I mentioned on the right, these so-called conservatives. They have to admit the same thing. They struggle with it. Ben Shapiro is an intellectual guy. He knows a lot of stuff. But you know what he doesn't have? He doesn't have the common sense that many of you had to say, I agree with Donald Trump. I see the writing on the wall. I see how things work in the big picture. He was so myopic in his view about what's presidential. And that's what happened. So at this point, all Waters has left is politically her hatred of Trump. But that's not going to be enough to carry her. Because given her problems with leadership, she's got a whole other can of worms ready to go. And the ineffectiveness of Barack Obama. See, because Barack Obama backed her play, and he backed the play of all the Democrats. And ultimately, he sold progressivism as the perfect government. As President Trump proves daily, nothing could be further from the truth. Look, just go look at any policy Trump's done and you tell me that you disagree or that it didn't work. Or as bad as it seemed on the front end, it didn't work in the back end. Now, it's clear that many people see the Democrats now for what they are. And that's why many blacks are walking away. The battle lines are evident if you're observant. Because now Waters is fighting openly with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. You're watching this battle between Ocasio-Cortez and the Democratic establishment. Showcases yet another rift within the Democratic Party. So there are obvious signs of discord, and all we have to do is rally behind President Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at oneway.com. Oneway.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh my goodness, sitting here with my sippy cup and my straw in it. That's right. The right to bear straws. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. What a controversial subject. This straw thing, it's legit. It's totally legit. I know there are people out there going, Kevin, this is a crazy story, man. These leftists wanna stop people from having plastic straws. And you're going, this just shows you the lunacy of the left. And I'm telling you right now, there's no lunacy there. Not at all. The left has every right they want to fight over the straw issue. Yeah, this may very well be the straw that broke the camel's back. Yeah, in case you want to do your straw man argument, you better get it in now, especially if it's a plastic straw. But I know. You think it's crazy. That's why you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. If you want to chime in on the straws, I'd love to get your opinions. 844-551-8255. Consider the types of straws that there are out there, okay? And I want you to start to see the racism, the classism in these straws. See, you just think of a straw as an implement to suck some juice out of, you know, something off of out of a container. No, there's all kinds of political issues regarding the straw. Oh, yeah. Let a brother break it down for you. Okay, first of all, we have lots of color straws, don't we? But what's the majority straw? I'm just saying, what's the majority straw? Is the majority straw black or is the majority straw white? I think you know the answer to this question. And then those mulattoes, right? You got the ones that have the little line on it, a red line or a blue line or whatever. Yes, what about those? And then what about the clear straw? Where does that one go? Is that an albino? What is it? Who does that straw belong to? You never thought about this. Admit it. You've never given this much thought to the straw. You're dismissing the left and the whole straw thing. And there's a lot to this. You didn't realize straws can go in their own buckets. You ever got a batch of straws? I'm going to be blunt here. You ever got a batch of straws? You look in there and there's a black straw. You go to the Slurpee thing at 7-Eleven. You go to that Slurpee thing, you look in the Slurpee thing, and you know what you got. You got your green straws, you got your orange straws, you got your red straws, you got your clear straws, blue straws, whatever. You don't have a black straw. That's right. There is no black straw there. I know I've had a lot of Slurpees in my life. Never sipped a Slurpee through a black straw. Now, you go up to coffee. You go up to coffee. What you got over there with the coffee? You got your black straw. Yeah. And sometimes you'll get the bigger straw, but no. Generally speaking, you got the little bitty straw, little bitty black straw. And you know what they do with the little bitty black straw? Come on, producers, what do they do with the little bitty black straw? That's right. They dunk him in this really hot stuff, right? Coffee. Where he's got to stir it up. And you know why he's stirring? Because somebody took the cream and the sugar, a couple of condiments that are what color? Somebody? What color? Yes, white, unless you use brown sugar, Miss Bourgeois. Yeah, whatever. But it's generally white. And you, what are you doing? You're lightening your coffee. Yeah, you don't want it black. Now, yeah, so you take your little skinny black straw. It might as well be a midget straw. Yeah, your little sipping utensil. But you take your midget straw and you stir your coffee up. You do that. And do you then sip your coffee through your little midget straw? No, because your little midget straw doesn't have enough holes. You know, it's like you would pass out if you try to drink your coffee through that straw. So you stir it, and you throw it away. And don't get me going with the rigid plastic straws, you know, the ones you can wash, the rigid ones. I can count the number of black rigid straws I've seen in my life on one hand, but there's all kinds of colors of other ones. All kinds, I tell you. You listen to Kevin Jackson. We're discussing straws. I bet you $50. You guys have never thought about straws to the level that I have. Do you want to get into the classism? You want to get into classism? Okay, let's get into classism. So you got your regular straw. And what do? In order to sip your regular straw, if you got something full, you have to go all the way over the top of it and lean down and like that. Now, if you are adventurous, you'll pick your drink up and you'll fold your straw over. But what happens is it gets a crease, right? That crease. And it doesn't let you get to the luscious liquid in your cup as well as it should. Because it gets that little kink, that crease. So what did they create? They created the little accordion straw. You pop it out and it stretches. And now it can bend around, right? Yeah. Classism in straws. Yeah. Who wouldn't want that straw like that, the bendy straw? Now suddenly, what's up with the regular straw? It's not any good. Nobody wants that one. Yeah, you haven't thought about that, have you? A lot of straw etiquette going on here. Democrats, being serious now, want to get rid of the plastic straws. And Diamond and Silk tweeted this. San Francisco wants to get rid of plastic straws, but don't have a problem passing out plastic syringes for people to do drugs while feces sit in plastic bags on streets. Since these left-leaning government officials are stuck in code blue, it's time to flip California red. I say, this is what I said after I saw that tweet by Diamond and Silk, two sisters that had to chime in on the straw debate, and they made a great point. What you gonna do with syringes for the junkies? Huh? So I said this. I said California must pass the paper syringe law, and junkies must pay $1,000 if caught with plastic syringes. Now that's gonna solve that problem, isn't it? Because now straws have to go to paper. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think straws are going to go to white paper? Because it used to be, you remember those pixie straws, pixie sticks, I think they called them? And you would, if you sucked on them too long, you couldn't get the powder out. You had to just tear the pixie stick open, put it in your mouth, and waterfall. Let it go in there. Because if you tried to suck it out, it would coagulate. It would clamp up. You know, get. You know what I'm talking about. It wouldn't let it out, and you'd have to keep dumping it, or you'd have to keep tearing it off to where it was dry. That's what's going to happen. And let me tell you who's going to suffer. Quadriplegics. Quadriplegics is going to suffer because they can't use their arms and stuff, and they got the little things that they can kind of, you know, maneuver their wheelchair. But it gives a lot of ability for a paraplegic to do feed himself and do things that they can sip stuff through a straw. You just kind of put it up there next to their face or whatever, and they just, I've seen them, and I'm not even trying to be funny about it. They maneuver their head around, they grab the straw, and they suck. Now, if you do that and you can't take the little piece off with a paper one, that's discrimination as far as I'm concerned. Discrimination. Yeah. Straw, man. Governor Brown, this is what James Woods tweeted. Governor Brown will be setting up a California office for concealed straw carry. I urge California straw aficionados to be prudent in their use of this sacred right. To have your own personal plastic straw is a genuine privilege. We owe a lot to Jerry Brown for this opportunity. This is James Woods being highly sarcastic at the idea that California, and it's a city, but guess what happened once somebody said, this is a great idea, it'll save the whole world, it'll save everybody. So now Starbucks announces, we're taking out all the plastic straws. Now guess what? Black straws, unemployed, out there looking for jobs, going to revert to a life of crime. Or resort to it. I shouldn't say revert. They're going to resort to a life of crime. Black straw was caught carjacking a young woman, carjacking a drink. I don't know what you're going to do when you're a black straw, but you get what I'm saying. I'm making fun of it because it needs to be made fun of. I want you to understand that there was somebody sitting around somewhere in the people's, you know, the land of fruits, nuts, and fairies, and said, you know what? We could save the environment if we could just stop with these plastic straws. And somebody goes, that's a great idea. Let's propose some legislation on that. And next thing you know, hey, plastic straws are gone. Yeah. What are people going to snort with? Snort their coke with? How are leftists going to handle this? The coke snorters. How do you sit around and think this kind of crap up? I'm serious. What kind of time do you have on your hands that you are sitting around going, what else can we regulate? And somebody walks in with a, you know, burger and a malt. When you see that straw sticking up and go, plastic straws. That'll do.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.